Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are continuing our discussion about divine guidance, guidance from God, from Spirit. We've talked about how we need to commit to embracing the whole concept of divine guidance, that the notion that God wants to direct your steps. He wants you to want to hear from Him. And guidance is one big area that God uses to draw us to Him. If we didn't need God, we would not seek God. When we look at Adam and Eve, before their eyes were opened, they did not know they needed God. We could say that they took Him for granted. He was always there and always taking care of them. Anything they needed, they got. It wasn't until they ate of the tree of knowledge, understanding the good and evil, that they saw that there were different aspects of themselves and that God was separate from that. They saw everything as one, which is the way God created it. And they did not see themselves as separate. They saw themselves as spirit. And since God was spirit, they were simply part of who and what God was and is. But they did not know about Him, because they had never experienced anything but Him. So now, for us, our big difference, a lot of people say we want to go back to the way it was with Adam and Eve. No, thank you. Ignorance is not bliss. We can now know God, experience eternal life, and have the knowledge of that eternal life. What is the big difference between you and I as believers, as born again, re-spirited? What's the big difference between you and I and Adam and Eve? We are grateful. We are appreciative. We say thank you. For Adam and Eve, life was taken for granted. It was, of course, God's presence was always there, always taking care of them. So this is an aspect, and we don't know whether this is just a simple manifestation in this particular time, manifestation on this particular earth, whether we've learned things in other ways, in other approaches. But what we learn, a big thing we learn here on this earth, is gratitude. And this is one of the ways you can tell that you are getting to know God more and more, is you experience that freedom and deep gratitude of knowing him, of experiencing his love for you. And as we do that, as we know him more and more, that gratitude, that appreciation grows exponentially. This is one of those things that draws others to us. As we are grateful to God and enjoy his eternal life now, that's that salt that makes other people thirsty. I used to be taught that salt preserves, and of course it does. But the purpose of salt is, from God's perspective, is to make us thirsty. That city set on a hill is to draw us to the light. Not scare us, not force us, not push us, not threaten us, not even convince us with a logical and rational explanation of who God is and why we need him. But it's the goodness of God that draws us, even you and I. And the more we experience God's goodness, the more we want to experience more of his goodness. And we realize all we can do is say thank you. It's not because of God is who he is, and he's going to give himself to us because he wants to, because that's who he is. It's not because we deserve it or are anointed or have studied the Bible or are in the right place at the right time. It's because giving is his nature. It is who he is. So when we look at guidance, God wants to guide us to life. Not so we can be at the right place at the right time, but so we can enjoy him. So he can show himself to be gracious, to be generous, to be loving and kind. So he can reveal his nature. So he can be more than we could possibly expect. So one of the things we learn is to keep our eye on him. Keep our focus on knowing him and recognize that going from point A to point B to point C or then to point Z, all that's about 1% of what we're learning. It's like playing the game of Twister. You're not going to get anywhere. It's the process that's the fun. And that's what our time here on this earth is. We're all going to leave the same way. We all came the same way. We're all going to leave the same way. It's what are we doing now? God knows the plans he has for you. And your spirit knows as well. So it's not like you need guidance. But recognizing that he wants you to want to know what's next. Thirst sparks a desire to want to know God, what do you want me to know in this situation? Now, sometimes he's just going to say, I've already told you everything I'm going to tell you about the situation. When the next decision comes, you'll be ready for it. And sometimes he wants us to seek him and wait and wait and wait until he speaks. What we're learning is that he knows what is coming. And he will have us ready, whatever it is. We don't need to know what's coming unless he wants us to know. So we talked about embracing guidance starts with recognizing his sovereignty and submitting our own soul, our own desire to want to do things our way. A lot of times we want to know what's coming tomorrow so we can be ready for it. We think that, okay, God's telling me, okay, this is what my vision for the rest of my life is going to be. Now it's my job to carry it out. No, that's not his intent at all. And in a lot of cases, that's why he doesn't tell us what he has planned for us. It's because we would try to get there on our own. But recognize that the plan he has for us is not up for discussion. He's not about debating. He wants us to want what he has for us. And the more we allow him to reveal himself, the more that will happen. So we recognize and submit our soul to his sovereignty. Then God wants us to know his will for us according to our spiritual nature, not our soulical elements. Again, you are a spirit being. You have a soul. And while you're here on this earth, you have a body. As we become more and more familiar with living according to our true spirit nature, and as that nature becomes free to express itself, because of the free healing we experience in our soul and our body, our soulical senses and perceptions are tuned to be able to recognize what God is doing in our life, what the next step is. So it's not just his communicating, this is point A, I want you to go to point B, and by this point in time, I want you to hit point C. But he tunes our other soulical senses. He is conforming our soul and freeing our soul from the crutches and the lies by healing it and by revealing spirit to our soul. We are set free to receive God as he is. It's not that our soul is bad. Absolutely not. God gave you the soul he wanted you to have. But that's not you. Your spirit is you. And you had a dead spirit when you were born. Now you have a living spirit if you've been reborn. And that spirit is completely communing with God. and knows the end from the beginning. So again, your spirit does not need guidance. It already knows everything, every moment of every day that you will experience. So why doesn't God just do everything all at once? Why doesn't he just heal us, reveal the lies, give us the truth, just make us complete spirit, soul, and body, just like that? We would be in the same boat as Adam and Eve. By experiencing change, healing, and even pain, we develop gratitude. We learn to say, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing in my life, even though it hurts, even though it's out of my control, even though this isn't what I would have chosen. Thank you. And without gratitude, without these experiences, we don't know him. We don't know God. And this is that fierce simplicity of God's purpose for us on this earth. That he is converting us from being soul-centric. Our life revolves around our soul, our mind, will, and emotions, to being spirit-centric, where all life flows from God's spirit into our spirit, into our soul, into our body, and into this world. It is only through change that we can experience gratitude, appreciation, recognition of the good things that God has done for us and how much he loves us. God is a present God right now. He is moving on your behalf right now. He is in your room, in your car, wherever you're listening to this, right now. And he is moving on your behalf, changing you, arranging your circumstances to free your soul, to be joined to your spirit right now. Even though you don't know what he's doing, that's not keeping him from doing it. And one of our big issues is we want to help. We figure God should know. God should need my help. Shouldn't I be cooperating? Most of the time, by the time God reveals this is what's going on in your life, 99% of the change has already been done. But he brings us in for the tail end, the last 1%, so we can see the change, so we can see the chains falling off, so we can experience the pain of being healed, of re-experiencing memories or wounds or rejection, followed by that sweet salvation of freedom, of healing, so we can learn to say thank you. And this is how God proves that he is a living God. He is not a God of a book or a historical nation or a promise. He is a real and living person, God, being. And to try to describe him, we'd be here all night. But unlike any other deity in any other religion, our God is alive and living and personal and thoroughly focused and involved in everything that is going on in our life now. Without our having to ask. So as we begin to see from our spirit perspective, the complexity that motivates most of our day-to-day earthly activity falls away. And all we will see is the way. It's not that things become black and white. There's just a clarity as to this is life. And everything else is not. And when we begin to taste and see that the Lord is good, we want more. And that's what God wants for us. Again, not out of fear or out of trying to measure up. But because when we say thank you, God wants to give us more. When we freely receive what he freely gives, he wants to freely give more. That's who he is. You can't out-receive God. And as he conforms us to spirit, soul, and body, we will also not be able to outgive him. There's things we have to learn about giving, and that's a whole other lesson. But his ways are not our ways. And just as often his giving to us involves pain, our giving likewise will often involve some level of pain. Whether it's sacrificial giving, something that we want and enjoy, or the pain of saying no. As we begin to see from that spirit perspective, be prepared to change your beliefs about God's purposes for you. We've all been taught certain things about why we're here on earth, what God's purposes are for this earth, for the nation we live in, for how what he's doing on this earth, what his will is for this place and time. And pretty much I kind of come at it and assume that what I've been taught and even what I believe is to some degree or another just plain wrong. We see in part. We hear in part. To try to draw conclusions based on in part, we're going to be wrong. And it is very often not until well past the fact, well past something being accomplished, well past us having arrived at a certain point, that we look back and see what God has done. See what he has done. in us and for us and through us. Often, without our knowledge or involvement, and we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in my life, in the lives of those who love you, in the lives of those who don't. Thank you for being you and knowing what's best and doing what's best. And thank you that we've already given you permission to do whatever you want, whatever is necessary, whatever is best for us. We trust that you know what that is. God wants to reveal to you his secrets. He wants to trust you with more information, more knowledge, a greater understanding. But his secrets are not for those who are double-minded, desiring both their own purposes and to know and participate in God's purposes. You can't have it both ways and hear clearly. Now, there's going to be areas where we are starting. Wherever you are, God wants to talk to you about something. Maybe a big decision you need to make, or it could be something very small. What are you going to watch on TV tonight? What day of the week are you going to pay bills? Where are you going to go for dinner? Where's your next job going to come from? Should you move out of state? Should you go back to school? All of those are just as easy for him to reveal to you. The point is, are you asking? And it's so much easier to learn how to hear him, to learn how to ask on those simple things, the easy things, the things that don't have that stress attached to them, than to wait until there's a big topic, like, Lord, should I have surgery? That's an awful stressful thing, to try to then hear his voice. And maybe have to deal with all the interference that's been there, but you didn't deal with it because you were trying to do things your own way. So take every opportunity to know him and to be grateful for what he's doing. Ask him to show you, Lord, what are you doing in my life? What changes are you making? I want to be aware so I can see you and appreciate you. Your spirit already knows what's going on, and your spirit will reveal to your soul the changes that he is making, even undercover, even while you sleep. That's one of the things we talked about, spending time with him at night, that very often sometimes he does his best work while we're sleeping, because we can't interfere with him as much. So we look at what he has for us on a day-to-day basis, and we say thank you. So next week we're going to talk about the multiple dimensions of what his purpose is for us. Until then, you can get in touch with me at Diane@therainersclub.org. There's a contact form, or you can email me at Diane@therainersclub.org. or you can contact me through Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.